My name is Paul Pelletier, and I'm a candidate for Congress in Virginia's 10th District.
Give me your 15 to 30 second pitch. Why should I vote for you?
Because I'm a career prosecutor and public servant who's spent my life holding people accountable. When I talk to voters, and I've talked to thousands of them, what they tell me is that they're sick and tired of a government that isn't working for them. And when I say a government, I mean an administration and a Republican Congress that's not working for them. I spent a career solving people's problems and working for them directly. And I have a history of doing that. I also have a relevant history of actually solving problems in both the healthcare space, the gun space, and in holding people accountable, which are the three things that everybody mentions to me as problems that they're facing in Northern Virginia.
If you had to pick, you know, a most important issue or two that you would make a difference on if you made it to Capitol Hill, or what would you kind of focus on?
My focus would be on three particular areas. One, driving down the cost of healthcare so we can fix the Affordable Care Act and get healthcare provided to everybody in America, specifically everybody in Northern Virginia, that's for sure. My second priority would be guns. Would be making sure we continue to take guns off the street, make our schools and our streets safer. I have a history of 30 years of taking guns off the street. I'm also not afraid to stand up to the NRA. And I'll go into that more later, but that's the truth. And then thirdly, I have a career of standing up to power and corrupt power in particular, and making a difference. And those are the three areas I think that most people are concerned and what I would absolutely accomplish in Congress, and you know I would accomplish it because I have a 30-year history of accomplishing such things.
What do you mean when you're talking about the health care? Some of the other candidates in this race are talking about universal health care or things like that. What do you mean when you talk about health care?
When I talk about health care, I'm talking about fixing the Affordable Care Act to make health care more affordable and more accessible to everybody. I think at this point in time, to talk about universal health care is irresponsible because people need health care today. And I don't think that even though universal health care is sort of the gold standard where we ought to be, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to cost about $4 trillion a year. The same thing, by the way, with the Medicare option. That's going to cost about $1.4 trillion. I don't know that we can necessarily pay for that right now. And I know that there isn't necessarily universal agreement about how we're going to pay for that right now. What I would prefer to do right now is take the Affordable Care Act and make sure we use that to get healthcare tomorrow to people. I have a history of driving down healthcare costs. I know where the fraud is. I know how to do it. I've actually taken on Big Pharma. I would, in fact, change the law. There is common ground to drive down the cost of prescription drug prices and to change the law so that we can do it. So there's real things we can do today and tomorrow to start providing health care to people tomorrow and not striving to do something that's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars and that Congress is going to fight about because there isn't a lot of common ground yet on those issues. So while I think it's an ideal and I think we should strive to get there, I think right now we have to work on the problems that exist with the Affordable Care Act and fix them.
On your second thing, what do you mean by dealing with guns?
Yeah. So first of all, I enforced the gun laws for my entire career in public service, right, as a federal prosecutor. I know what laws work and which laws don't. For instance, I'll just give you an example. There's no such thing as a gun trafficking statute. And I believe that an illegal gun trafficking statute would really help to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. I've worked in the area. I know what laws work and what don't work, right? I also believe that there's enough common ground for a universal background check, for a red flag statute to take the guns out of the hands of people who pose a danger to themselves and others. And finally, I know that there's common ground to pass an assault weapons ban. But the most important thing I think I could do is take on the NRA. And I've taken on corrupt lobbyists before. I've made the case in a letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions on this past Thursday that they are a corrupt organization who has taken money from Russia and that ought to be investigated. And I made that case in a letter to him this week.
There's a lot of candidates in this primary. What makes you different from the other five?
Because I actually have a three-decade reputation and a three-decade career that you can look back to show that I have solved serious problems that face our nation for people. So in other words, I have a career where I've actually done it. You can look at my history for 27 years and say, hey, this guy has tackled some really big problems. He's shown the courage to take on powerful interests, and he's actually solved problems. And you don't have to guess. It's there. And he's done it in a nonpartisan or bipartisan way. So in other words, he's found common ground when that was what's necessary to actually fix the problem for people. So I understand what a public servant is. I've done it. I've been there. And I don't believe anybody in the race can say that. More to the point, as it relates to healthcare, I've actually driven down healthcare costs. As it comes to guns, I've actually taken guns off the street. And as it comes to holding people accountable, I've actually have a career of doing that. So in the three major areas that people in Northern Virginia are concerned about, I have a 30-year record of success and solutions. And so I don't think any other candidate can say that.
Without having had experience in a legislature, how do you feel like that would all work as one of 435 people on Capitol Hill? How would you make that work to get what you want done?
Well, as a prosecutor, in order to solve problems, I needed to find common ground. And that's what I've done for 30 years. I also believe that when the Democrats take back Congress and the Democrats in the leadership, I believe that there's enough interest in the Democratic Party. And we can only look to people like Connor Lamb and Doug Jones, ex-prosecutors, pragmatic problem-solving moderates who actually are in Congress to actually solve problems. So I think there's enough interest and enough support in Congress to do this. There's a group in Congress called the Problem Solvers Congress in the House. It's 24 Republicans, 24 Democrats who meet once a week, break bread, and an attempt to find common ground on issues that are important to American people. I would join the Problem Solvers Caucus. I think that right now they're not big enough to actually make a difference, but I think that they will be able to make a difference in the next Congress, and that's what I intend to do.
What made you decide to run for Congress in the first place?
I, like many people, was frustrated at our elected officials not actually solving problems for people. And when President Trump was elected in November of 2016, I decided that it's time for good people to stand up. And I decided that if I didn't stand up, then I would not be able to live with myself, because I thought it was just time that we need people in government who actually understand what it is to be a public servant and to solve problems. And I thought I could do it, and I thought I have a record and a history of doing it, and that's why I did it.
Do you feel confident you're going to win on June 12th?
Absolutely. And the reason why I feel confident is a couple of reasons. One, I have a field program where I've knocked on, I want to say, almost 30,000 doors now. I'm talking to people. I'm meeting with people. I'm the only candidate that's had 9 town halls across the district. I'm listening to people. I'm finding ways to solve their problems. And I have a campaign that has a mail program that is actually effectively communicating my message of solving problems, solving real problems of people, and it's getting through. So I think I can win, and I will win, yes.
And what do you think then in November? What do you think your odds are? Were you to win the nomination, assuming it's Congresswoman Comstock?
Yeah, assuming it's Congresswoman Comstock, I believe that I'm probably the only candidate who has the background and experience and problem-solving credentials, pragmatic problem-solving credentials to win in this district. As you know, Barbara Comstock and Republicans have won this district for many, many years now. And what I propose and what I am to people as a moderate, problem solving and pragmatic candidate, I can win over the independent and moderate votes that some of the other candidates cannot win over. Because of my background and experience, I believe that I can appeal to those people, whereas other candidates in this race that are proposing solutions that are not moderate or that are not universal or that are not positions that there is a lot of common ground on. So I have solutions. I've solved problems, and I've done it in a way that's pragmatic. And I think that that's what people are looking for. And I'm also not afraid to go toe-to-toe with Barbara Comstock on her record. And as it relates to guns, I'm impenetrable. I have a 30-year record of attacking the gun problem. As it relates to healthcare, I'm impenetrable. I have a record of driving down healthcare costs and standing up to Big Pharma. And of holding people accountable, again, Barbara Comstock is weak on all of those issues, and I'm strong.
Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think that this is going to be a seminal primary and a seminal election, and I think that the voters are aware what's at stake, and so I know that I offer a solution that hasn't been out there before, so I'm looking forward to the primary on June 12th.